Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is December 29th, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing this beautiful day here in the hills? It's up there, too. The sun's shining. It's a nice day.
It's
How about
great.
Your way?
Okay, yeah, it's good. Just fantastic for a Tuesday.
Okay. All right. That's good to hear.
Good and I just want to bring the listeners up to date that this will be the last live program for the week. We will be playing
for
replays.
For this year.
Yeah. How about that?
Going back to next year. My goodness.
2021 is coming our way. But anyway, this is will be the last live broadcast for the week, and we'll start fresh next week. We will be open for business for your gold and silver coins until noon tomorrow, and then we will be pretty much a skeleton, I hate to say a skeleton crew, but that means I'll be working. Everybody else will have off, but I'll be checking messages if you wanted the lock prices in. But really, by the end of day tomorrow, a lot of my wholesalers and buyers and suppliers are closed anyway, so difficult to lock in prices, so... So if you want to get it done, you better do it now. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And how are you today? Well, we already said that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We did. And I'm doing okay. I really am.
You're doing okay? You threw me off there for a while because you interrupted when you had to say the last program of the year. So you interrupted
I've been batching it for a week now, and I've been living on whatever I can find. But I'm doing all right. I got another week to go, then I can have a meal again.
Yeah, I'm sure you're doing just fine.
Yeah, I'm not hard to please when it comes to eating. I'm not much of a cook, but I can survive.
Yes, I think most of us can if we're put into that position, we can. So, gold today survived the day so far. The New York spot price after market up 480 at 1878, still off 10 bucks from the high this morning. Silver down 5 pennies but 26.27. Platinum was up 19 at 1054. Palladium was down 8 at 2369. The paper markets today, let's bring those up. You have the Dow down 69 points at 30,334. The NASDAQ is down 49 points at 12,850. The S&P is down 8 points at 3,727. 10-year yield, 0.93%. And, you know, just another day. It really isn't... I don't know, Butch.
I really thought the markets would go up today after Trump signed the bill and the Congress and House and decided to give everybody $2,000 instead of $600. I figured the market would go up today because of that.
Well, it was up earlier, and then it reversed itself. And I didn't look to see what the dollar was doing. I'll check that here in just a little bit. But the USC, the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, filed a lawsuit against cryptocurrency platform Ripple, its CEO and its chairman, for illegally selling unregistered securities worth only about $1.3 billion. The SEC, and it's funny, you know, that the SEC is going after, you know, a crypto. I guess it must be easier than some of the others, but my point is their history of going after the real crooks and so forth, you know, it's just a wasted organization, just like anything else. Now they don't do much, but once in a while they'll get somebody. But they said that the SEC Ripple illegally marketed XRP, the world's third largest cryptocurrency, to retail customers. According to the complaint, Ripple's chairman, every time I say Ripple, I think Ripple wine. But anyway, the co-founder and former CEO Christian Larsen and the company's current CEO Bradley Garlinghouse raised capital for the business through the sale of XRP in an unregistered securities offering. A failure to register the XRP sales or qualify for a registration exemption constitutes a violation of federal securities laws. So, but anyway, here you go. Your cryptos, very little regulation, and it's interesting that they target a cryptocurrency. So, for whatever it's worth, if you purchased or you sold or you bought any of that XRP, there you go. Beware. Beware, ladies and gentlemen. When you have that kind of bubble being created, there's going to be lots and lots of crooks, or lots and lots of misrepresentation, and lots of, because all they want is your money, folks. And they'll tell you anything. They'll promise you the world. Kind of like the Iraqi dinar. Still haven't heard anything about that. And God bless one of my customers. They actually sent me a couple of them. But we're still waiting on that one. So, anyway. Currencies.
I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt. But I was wondering.
No, you don't.
It's kind of important. I wouldn't say anything. I just got a comment to make here. The digital money, for the lack of a better word, in my mind, is less secure than even the stock market. Because there's nothing at all there. Nothing. It's literally just air. The market may have some value somewhere, a little bit. But it looks to me like Bitcoin is just nothing but digits that are nothing but on computer. So am I thinking right? I think the market is probably more valuable than the digits on a computer.
Well, yeah, I guess if you look at it that way, because at least stocks they have a corporation behind it.
Sure.
It's paper, but there's still a business behind it and so forth, where they buy, sell, and so forth. So, sure, you're right. Where cryptocurrencies is just digits. Again, just another promise.
And there are no brick and mortar businesses behind those, are there?
No, sir.
I mean, there's no product. There's nothing being sold.
No
nothing
product.
Changing hands. Nothing. You know, nothing tangible at all. So, to me, Bitcoin is more foolish than playing the market. That's my opinion. And because I think you're investing in pure nothing. Air, zip, zilch, nothing. So that's just my opinion.
And you know, when I tell my customers, "Hey, you got on the ride, and it's working for you, but what's your strike point to get out and take your profit?" And that's the problem. Nobody ever takes profit. Smart people do, but what happens? It's human nature. It just everybody thinks it's going higher. You believe those that are selling it to you, that it's the same way with the Iraqi dinar. How many times are you reading about the Iraqi dinar that it's just, it's close? Do you know how many investments that I've talked to over the years that people have gotten themselves into with promises? You've got $8 million sitting here, but we just can't get it into the country. So we need a little bit more. And I feel really bad for these people. It happens. The people who sell this stuff are powerful. They know how to manipulate. They have the right words to say. They know you. And it works a certain percentage out of so many people. I remember a customer calling me. He said, "Melody, in my wildest dreams, I never thought that I could be conned. I used to think about it. I used to think about those who tried to con people when I hear the stories. It's like, that's never going to happen to me. I'm smarter than that." And guess what? He got conned. So promises, and that's all they are promises. So if you are invest just like the stock market, if you're doing well in your investments, that's fantastic. But when are you going to sell and take your profit? You're going to write it down to the bottom just like everybody else does, or like many do. Because you always wait for that reversal. And everybody tells you on Wall Street, you buy on the dips. So you keep buying on the dips, and the dips keep getting lower and lower. And, yeah, there's a time to be there and a time not to be there. So count your blessings. And the thing of it is, Butch, they don't have to pull it all out of the paper markets. That's, you know, you don't have to close out every, if you're, you know, that's your business. I'm not giving financial advice. I wouldn't hold any paper, not in today's world. But that doesn't mean that you don't have to. So take some profit, get it protected, and then you don't have to worry as much. And everybody has everything they own, their savings, riding on it, betting on it. Do you want to bet on your life savings? I don't go to Vegas with my life savings. Why would you? Some do. And they don't have it when they leave. So, I don't know, Butch. Would you go to Las Vegas with your life savings?
I couldn't even afford a gas kit there, no.
But, so, you know, and the dollar, I saw the dollar, it's hovering around 90. It was down 0.31 at 90.00 currently. Well, you have speculative traders are ending the year. They're doubling down on their bets against the dollar. Net short-term commercial positions and futures link to the ICE U.S. dollar index surged to the most since March of 2011. Think back at what was happening in March of 2011. Everybody thought that we were going to be heading into a new currency at that point in time. The gauge of the U.S. currency has fallen over 6% this year as investors turn against the greenback amid unprecedented monetary easing from the Federal Reserve. Hedge funds are spoilt for choice when looking for reasons to be short the dollar. That's from an economics and strategy person. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name in Singapore. He says, we have the Fed that is committed to a paradigm shift in its policy that materially lowers the risk of policy normalization, and a rapid widening twin deficit makes it easier for short dollar bets. So they're shorting the dollar. They're betting it's going lower. They continue to see the depreciation in the dollar continuing into 2021. And we ain't seen nothing yet, baby, Butch. Well, I didn't mean baby Butch.
you called me worse. But so, no, we haven't. I mean, we really haven't.
We haven't seen anything yet. And if you think March was scary, just wait. Just wait. March is going to look like it was tame. You know, we know. We've seen the Dow drop 3,000 points in a day. But we all have short memories. And it's hard to remember those fears in March when you have record stock market prices. Kind of forget about those fears back in March. But tell me, what has changed since March to today? We've gone deeper and deeper and deeper in the debt. Debt is $28 trillion that they tell us about. Lord knows what the Federal Reserve is at. $20 trillion in the past 4 years.
And that
$20
trillion. And that was Trump who promised to balance the budget. And in all fairness, I guess you can't blame him for all of it, because I don't think he planned on the COVID to shut the whole nation down. But he raised the debt more than any president in history, almost $20 trillion. And Melly, just if you can just imagine, it's hard to do that, even $1 trillion. But $20 trillion, and now he just put out another big hit on the budget with this another handout. I don't know if this will count for this year or probably or going the next year. I don't know how that's going to work. But under his presidency, we went further in debt than any president before in history. So, again, I can't blame it all on him. But it's still there, whether no matter whose fault it is or nobody's fault, so to speak.
He's the leader.
It's still there.
It is his fault. He's the leader, and she's the guy in charge. We didn't go $20 trillion in debt because of the virus.
That was part of it. I know it wasn't all of it. You're right. A tax
what,
cut, too, of course.
$3 trillion? And this adds another, what they're doing now for this stimulus, $4
trillion? $4 trillion more.
All right. That means $15 trillion prior to that. So the $20 trillion, you can't blame all on the virus.
No, you can't. No. No, you can't blame it on the virus. But,
so where did it go? Where's the accounting?
Well, it's just paper. They can print all day long. It's still a big deal. It doesn't cause inflation or anything, you know.
So give everybody, you know, like we talked yesterday, give everybody $1 million.
Yeah. Just get it over with.
Then we can pay $20 for a cup of coffee. Or more.
Well, only if you buy a Starbucks. But anyway,
I can't believe that's coffee,
but that's where we're headed. And $20 trillion in 4 years is a lot of money that's beyond my comprehension. And the debt, the real debt, Melody, we know is much higher than what they're showing us. We know that.
Oh yeah.
By the time you count Social Security and other things into that, it's going to be up. I'd say close to 100. I don't know that. It's just my estimate. Because how long have... I mean, those are deficits, too, that nobody thinks about.
Well, the CBO said years ago was $200 trillion. That was a CBO with unfunded liabilities.
Wow.
So I've heard, you know, it can be anywhere from... So, yeah, you're closer, but anywhere from 70 on up. There's been all kinds of estimates. And to think that we couldn't get an accurate an accounting? Really? You'd think that they have the best accountants on the books in D.C., you'd think.
You would think so.
You would think. So why can't we get an accurate accounting? Go figure.
There you go thinking again.
I know it.
There you go thinking again.
Yes,
give a good break, but you know, the article here says we have 1 billion unsold room and nights, and it's getting worse in the hotel business.
Yeah.
1 billion unsold. 1 billion.
We'll talk about that when we get back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You know, it's just as another sign of our country anymore, Butch. City of Philadelphia on track to break record number of homicides in calendar year. You know, it's just...
You know you're stealing my stories, right? I had those all lined up here.
What?
You're stealing my stories. I had those lined up here, too. Yeah, you're right. That's true. And Miami-Dade says that 2020 has been a year of marked murders in Florida. So apparently the stress on all this COVID nonsense is putting people kind of over the top in more ways than one. And of course, many people, I don't know if they're stealing because they're hungry or not. I don't think that they would go around shooting people that way, but who knows? I just know it's happened under the COVID mess. Then we've seen all this happen. Philadelphia breaking record, Miami-Dade is having problems. So yeah, something's going on here. Suicides are up. Homes are breaking up. So.
Well, I think too. I mean, yeah, you can add that too. But I think a lot of it has to do with the attacks on the police forces anymore. Hey, if I was a police officer, I wouldn't know. You know, it's kind of hard to do your job, and there's so much mistruth. I mean, yeah, I think if you have any corruption in any police department, it needs to be addressed and solved. There are times when you have to question, you know, why did that happen, and they need to be held accountable. But you know what? There's a lot of people in every government office. Look at D.C. Who is ever being held accountable for anything? People just seem to get away with everything, and they continue to talk about making the sentences weaker. And you know, again, you can walk down the street, shoot somebody, maybe you'll get 10 years, maybe. And you know, if you know somebody that's done something wrong, you won't get anything at all. Come out of 2008. It almost collapsed the system. This will collapse the system that we're heading into. But who was ever held accountable? People who sold all those... Nobody. No one. That's the problem. So why wouldn't people do what they're doing? People that have a criminal mind and so forth. They're not going to be held accountable. We saw buildings burned down. Walmart's being raided and... thugs in there stealing things. Anybody go to jail? No. So, you know, why wouldn't crime rise?
Well, the ones that got in trouble were the citizens who protected their property. They got in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's where we are. It's backwards, it's upside down. It is.
It is.
So that's the time to live in. And now, and I was talking to a state trooper. I'm at the gym few weeks ago. Nice young gentleman. Good guy. And he said, you know, he's very cautious. I mean, because of course they have body cameras and everything else, but you never know what they're going to accuse you of doing as a cop today. And he's right. And I think he's a very good, very decent young man. But he could get in trouble too for something that was totally unintentional or nothing happened at all, but somebody accused him of it. So that's why he said we have to have double protection with body cams or anything else so we can prove what's going on. And that's good. I like that. But
you know what is also the sad thing, though, Butch? Floyd.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Nobody's Nobody shows on mainstream media. I don't Fox or any of them. And that was my question until I saw the video. Why don't they show the video from the time from the front of the door to when he's on the ground? That hole was missing. I want to know what happened from point A to point B. Well, I saw the video. And, you know, there was definitely wrong being done, but certainly not what the media portrayed it to be that would elicit the amount of riots and unrest that we've seen. Did you see that video, Butch?
I saw part of it. I didn't see it in the beginning. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
So,
well, there's a lot of hatred that's being it wouldn't come if it hadn't been propagated to come. Some people cause this on purpose to cause division in this country.
Sure.
We know that the powers that be, including Obama, stirred up the racial wars, and that's really sad. And because I don't care what color you are, if you live in the country, We can all of us should be able to understand there are moral laws that to abide by. So if you cause division, you start name calling each other, start hating each other, that leads to more division and more chaos. That's what we're seeing, Melody. Thank God it's a minority, but the minority of the people that's causing the problems are still causing problems for the majority of people. It's really a sad situation. And I don't see any better after election.
If we'd quit calling them minorities, they wouldn't be minorities. They'd be Americans. If we quit calling them and separating them out as a different sector, just, hey, even with the COVID, if you listen to any mainstream media, they talk about, the black... whatever you want to call it, sector or whatever, is more hard hit. There's more deaths. There's more black people dying. What has that got to do with a death from COVID? They're a human being. It doesn't matter what color you are. And it just drives me insane. They have the same... That creates all sorts of division. But we're all equal. We really are all equal. And yes, there's a lot of bad people out there. There's a lot of racists out there. There's a lot of bad people out there. But they use that to just, as you said, Butch, to divide us.
Of course.
And to separate us. And then we start, you know, sticking up for ourselves. And I mean, they know how to move and make people do different behaviors. I mean, I don't know if that makes sense or if I'm wrong and so forth.
Words have power.
Absolutely.
When the news media uses the words that they want to use to cause divisions, of course it's going to stir up society to the point that we see today. And we have a little lull right now, but I believe after January 6th, we can see a lot of things pick up. I hope I'm wrong on that, but I don't think so. I hope I'm wrong. I pray I'm wrong, but I don't see it happening. If General McAvaney said that we're now in much danger now as we're in 1861 or 1776 as a nation, it doesn't sound well to me. It doesn't. It concerns me, not for you and I, but for our children and grandchildren. What are they going to face? That bothers me. Very much so.
The sad thing is a lot of the youth probably, I think we're going to, correct me if I'm wrong, please, and if I'm thinking in the wrong way, the youth of today, I don't think they're going to have a problem. We see the problem, but they're living in the world that has been created for them. And I think they'll accept. They're accepting the New World Order. And, you know, they feel that as long as they can do whatever they want and it doesn't interfere or hurt anybody else, they don't really care. But they're only being told that. So I'm not so sure where the youth will be They have no problem with technology. They have no problem with accepting chips and brain scans and everything else that's going to come their way, if it comes their way. It's us older people who see the dangers.
And that's sad, because our generation before us probably saw dangers we didn't see, because we were brought into it gradually. We've accepted so much ourselves, now passed on to our children.
And the schools.
Yes, absolutely.
They've changed. And so I'm not sure if the youth of our, I don't have children, but the children and grandchildren, maybe not children, but grandchildren, they're coming into a world that they don't know any different.
That's the sad part. That truly is the sad part.
It is, because history's not being taught.
No, it isn't.
A constitution is not being taught.
It wasn't even taught when I was in school,
No.
Very little.
But it was turning at that time. That's when it was turning.
Absolutely. The night I have Charlotte Isby on the program, I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. She wrote a book back under Reagan entitled The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America.
Sure.
She's 90-some years old and still sharp as tacks.
I figured she was up there in age.
Yes. She'll be on tonight discussing some things and what's going on in the country. It's amazing. But each generation, Melody, has been intentionally dumbed down and brain numbed to what's happening. It's come in so gradually that they accept things that 20 years ago would have been totally immoral and couldn't even speak of in public. But today it's accepted, and by the time my grandchildren are middle age, God only knows what this nation could be in for. Yeah. I mean, it's just the way it is. And people are playing, not everybody, thank God. And today, probably some people are more careful with the finances than they ever have been, because they're really hurting for finances. But for a lot of years, everybody's played the, loose and easy with finances. You used credit cards and borrowed this and borrowed that and got yourself into a bind. And when COVID smacked out everybody down, it caused people to lose a lot of things. So maybe when we come out of this mess, which we never will come out of, like no way, it would not back to normal again ever. But if we turn things around a little bit, maybe people will be more cautious and look into something besides debt and government handouts to feed themselves. I doubt it, because accepting communism right now, total communism is all this is. Total communism is what's doing right now, and most people applaud it. But I like to think somebody come around and say, listen, we got in a mess because we ignored this before. Let's change it now. I like to think that. But to be honest, I don't see it happening. I just don't. I mean, Trump swore he wasn't going to sign the latest bill for COVID relief. Well, he did sign it. Then he asked for $2,000 more, or $2,000 per person, $600, and the House passed that. And as a matter of fact, I was reading an article that made gold climb a little bit after Trump did it, because it made a weaker dollar. A dollar weakened after the House backed the plan. So the dollar is dropping in value, and gold is went up a little bit because of that. Gold will do the opposite normally, but the dollar will do. So as Trump instigated $2,000 checks for everybody in the country, again, the dollar dropped in value, gold went up. So you would think people would say, hey, gold's going up, maybe I should take that $2,000 and buy a piece of gold. Don't spend $27,000 for a digital computer.
Well, I think that there was some this happened, looks like McConnell blocked the Schumer's bid to unanimously pass the $2,000 stimulus checks. So he blocked that, and we know President Trump was pushing for that. Republicans, including the Georgian Senate David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, they expressed support for the bigger checks, but McConnell said no. Well, and this information just came out.
I wonder if they had a chance of getting through the Senate at all.
Huh?
I wonder if they had a chance of getting through the Senate. Sorry, it went through the House.
No, Mitch McConnell blocked it.
I know he did, but they're not going to bring it up then, period.
No.
Uh-huh. Okay, that'll be interesting. Interesting.
No. He, McConnell brought the chamber back this week. He has not yet committed to bringing the 2000 payment bill up for a vote. So, he blocked it. So.
Well, I wonder what would do to the Georgia races for Senate.
I don't know.
I hope that's going to hurt or help those people. They're struggling anyway. I don't know. I don't know. But you probably saw this article too out of Bloomberg. Traders boost bets against dollar to highest in almost a decade.
Yeah, I mentioned that's what I was talking about in the beginning of the program.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah.
I mean, they're betting against the dollar?
Betting against the dollar.
That isn't a good sign, is it?
Well, no, because that's what everybody knows where it's headed. They continue to see depreciation of the dollar in 2021. I mean, we can't live in this economy that we're living in and have anything else, and have any other different type of outcome. I mean, what type of outcome are we going to have? Everybody should know. So.
Yeah, it is amazing that when you see the dollar being bet against by, we'll say it, its own country, that's not a good thing.
Yep.
Not a good thing. I mean, that should give everybody calls to stop and think, if the dollar goes, where do I go? What can I do to make myself secure and with what's happening?
You know, everybody thinks that people are going to Bitcoin as a safe haven. No, they're not. They're going to Bitcoin because it ran from Lord knows where up to where it's at now. That's why they're going into Bitcoin. It's not a safe haven. There isn't anything safe about it. And I don't care how many governments you think that are ready to switch over to a cryptocurrency or a digital currency or you know, and in their mind, is a cryptocurrency the same as a digital currency? So it's not a safe haven. Never will be.
No, it can't be.
But when you have record stock markets, nobody wants gold. But as soon as it reverses, like it did in March, guess what? Everybody goes to gold.
Gold was, a year ago, gold was $1,393.34 an ounce. Now it's almost 1900. Go figure.
We'll be right back.
The best?
We're figuring on a break right here. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every heart is
food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. What do you have for us, Butch?
Well, I got some good news here, Melody. I think it'll make everybody here feel better. Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and Jeff Bezos' fortunes grew by 600 billion pounds, British currency pounds, during pandemic. As millions battle poverty and turn to food banks for the next meal, a group of American financial elites have their personal fortunes rocked to unimaginable new heights. Isn't that wonderful? As lockdowns plunged struggling Brits into poverty, and as them relying on food banks, a handful of billionaires saw their personal fortunes rocket. Coronavirus has ravaged the world, and families across the globe are living on the breadline. But for 614 billionaires in America, their bank accounts have increased by a mega 931 billion since the virus first took hold. Wow. The economy has tanked so far this year, with millions of jobs on the line and budgets for many tighter than ever. In the UK, food banks are being used more than ever, with figures showing 61% increase in food parcels being given out. For context, that is 6 parcels being given to a starving family every minute. Meanwhile, the bosses of tech companies like Microsoft, Google, and Zoom saw their profits increase during their lockdowns, Unilab reported. USA Today identified 30 billionaires who profited the most during the pandemic, including Musk and Zuckerberg and, of course, Bezos. Their combined $90.1 billion growth, let that sink in a second, folks. Their combined $90.1 billion growth in wealth accounts for almost 10% of the total increase enjoyed by American billionaires in 2020 alone. Wow. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, these three men increased their wealth by $90 billion while people are standing in food lines waiting to get a partial food meal. There's something totally uneven about that and totally immoral. I don't mind, and listen, I don't mind if they earn the money, that's fine. I mean, nothing against that. But when you see these billionaires increasing by the billions and the poverty rate increasing for the lower classes, there's something wrong with that picture. I'm all for free enterprise. I'm all for working and getting paid for what you do. But I think these men are using their abilities to leverage finances in their direction. That's my opinion. What do you think?
I mean, I agree. How do we fix the problem?
That's a good question.
You know, you can start by, I mean, look at these guys. They're all over, you know, government lines, country lines, state lines, you name it, lines. And taxes. They pay no taxes. They get government subsidies to open up businesses and warehouses and things like that around the world. We pay for them to be in business. What's wrong with that picture? Now, that's not going to take away the billions and billions of dollars that they made. But you know what? It's a start. I mean, that's, you know, it's, you can't start, you're torn, Butch. You can't start, well, they already do regulate companies and so forth to the negative and so forth. So, but I don't like saying it. You can't regulate companies. You shouldn't regulate them just, you know, to prevent the owners making money and taking it away. It's not any different than making us taxpayers. You know, when they talk about free health care for everybody, the taxpayers pay for it. So what do you do to these multinational corporations?
Well, you look at
get them out of the government.
Well, the government and the corporations are in bed together. You know that, obviously. But sure. you see this mom and pop businesses. They even some of the national chain stores who went under. Maybe whatever reason makes no difference. They went under. COVID played a big part of a lot of small businesses right now in this past year. We know that. Hugely played a part of 100,000 businesses going out for good. And when you think about this, these people were working as hard or maybe even harder than what Zuckerberg and the rest of them are working for what they've earned. But they're not in bed with the government. They're not getting subsidies. They're not selling goods to the government at an inflated price. They're not like Pfizer and Moderna who paid $2 billion for 100 million vaccines. So these are things we have to stop thinking about. These mom and pop businesses and even medium sized businesses are making it on their own, and you cut off their earnings, they go under without any real help to turn it around. They're not getting turned around. Now we see in I think it was in New York, California, extended a moratorium on landlords kicking people out of their places because they haven't paid rent for months and months, and for the big corporations. Maybe they can handle it. But how about the little guy that has two or three apartment buildings? He's trying to, and that's how he gets most of his money, trying to pay his bills for his family. What are they going to do? Are they getting reimbursed from the government for the rent they're losing? Bezos is. Zuckerberg is. They're making fortunes from the government. The little guy's bringing in $1,500 a month, $2,000 a month on rent, has lost his earnings. And still got to pay upkeep on the apartment, keep everything working. Go figure. How's that fair?
Well, that isn't.
But that's what we're seeing.
That's what we're seeing.
You know, and that's why it aggravates me. I don't care if Bezos is a billionaire. That's fine. If he earned it like everybody else had to earn
absolutely.
It, that's great. That's fantastic. But to give him finances and back him up when people that are working their tails off trying to keep their head above water are shafted for whatever reason, that makes me angry. Very angry. And when the middle class is gone, America's gone. You know that.
When what's gone?
Middle class.
Absolutely.
Middle class is gone, and middle class is just about gone.
Just
what
about.
Call middle class. Just about gone. But a different topic. Can you believe this? U.S. city mandates climate change health warning at every gas pump. I mean, this is Cambridge. This is Massachusetts, of course. The city of Cambridge, Massachusetts, is about to see if it works for gas in a way I described it. In other words, give enough warnings out, maybe people could drive them. According to the Guardian, every pump in the city will come with a sticker that warns that you're killing the planet with each tank you fill. The warning labels will read that burning fossil fuels has major consequences on human health and the environment, including contributing to climate change. I don't know how people in Massachusetts feel about that, but that wouldn't faze me at all, putting gas in my car. I've got to go, and I'm going to go. But this is so insane that I guess when people just quit buying gasoline for the car, I mean, forget about going to work, forget about taking care of your errands, just don't buy gas. Tell me the solution, Melody. What's the solution? Just quit driving?
Get those bicycles out.
Oh. I mean, but this is a mandate. It's not something that they told the businesses to put stickers on the pumps. So, go figure. And I will cover this.
Well, you know what?
Go ahead.
It's kind of what's wrong with mandates. Mandates. That's all we've been hearing. Mandates. It's kind of like executive orders.
Mm-hmm.
It's not laws that have been written and passed like they're supposed to. It's president who writes executive orders. Mandates are kind of the same. And that's and that's what we hear now. Mandates. Mandates. Mandates.
Well, it is what it is. And you remember about a different topic. Remember a couple weeks ago we had Greg Hunter on. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he said, watch the following Friday. Something big going to happen with Trump in the election. Well, I don't know exactly what happened that it really changed a lot, but Trump did say something that kind of stands out. He said, Trump defiant. When it's all over, we will win. Said more than 7 weeks ago, more than 7 weeks after the election, day, November 3rd, President Trump remains defiant against forces he says are stealing away his re-election, proclaiming that when it is all over, we win. In a Saturday night tweet storm, Trump began by issuing a call to senators in his own party to step up and to play and go to war for him. Time for Republican senators to step up and fight for the presidency like the Democrats would to do if they were actually won, Trump said. The proof is irrefutable. Massive late-night mail-in ballot drops in swing states, stuffing the ballot boxes on video, double voters, dead voters, fake signatures, illegal immigrant voters, banned Republican vote watchers, more votes than actual voters, and much, much more. The numbers are far greater than what is necessary to win the individual swing states and cannot even be contested. Courts are bad. The FBI and justice didn't do the job. The United States election system looks like one of a third world country. Freedom of the press has been gone for a long time. It is fake news, and now we have big tech to deal with. But when it's all over, and this period of time becomes just another ugly chapter in our country's history, we will win. That's what he tweeted Saturday night. What do you think? What's your opinion?
You don't want my opinion.
And lawsuit seeks authority for Pence to decide which electors are valid. Now, this he could do. A lawsuit had been filed seeking authority for Vice President Pence when Congress counts electoral votes for President on January 6th to decide which state's electors from which contested states are valid. The case was filed in U.S. District Court in Texas by a team led by U.S. Representative Louis Comert, a Republican of Texas. It seeks a declaratory judgment, finding that the electoral dispute resolution provisions in Section 15 of the Electoral Count Act are unconstitutional because these provisions violate the Elector's Clause in the 12th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. So, yeah, I knew this. I knew there was going to be fixing to put a lawsuit out Pence to be able to decide to pick, to throw out the states that are contested, which means, of course, Trump would win by electoral votes.
So it's okay to allow the vice president to make those decisions?
Yeah, it is constitutional. He can do that. He is in charge of the whole thing when it comes to electoral votes. He runs it. Pelosi steps down. She just has one opinion like everybody else, and Pence is the head honcho, so to speak, that can contest these votes, electoral votes. That's true. And only other time they had trouble with electoral votes that they caught him at was when Rutherford B. Hayes was president, and he actually had lost the election. They went to do the electoral votes, and they found out again. And this is folks looking for yourself. The Democrats had cheated in several states, so they threw the votes out, and Hayes became president. So it's not the first time it happened. It's not the first time Democrats cheated this time either. And before anybody throws stones at me, I'm sure Republicans have too. But the Democrats cheated when Hayes was running, and they cheated this time. So there you go. It's happened before. It could happen again. I just have to wait and see. It's only a few days away. Just have to wait and see. And another article out of the Washington Times. This is kind of a sad article in a sense. American youth too flabby to defend nation, retired generals say. A group of retired military leaders is warning the Pentagon that most Americans' youth is too out of shape to defend the country. And I agree. The organization known as Mission Readiness wants the Pentagon to help set up an interagency committee to address what it considers the nation's military recruiting crisis. They recently sent a letter to Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller, urging him to work with heads of other relevant federal departments and agencies to take a holistic approach to addressing issues often impacting the ability of the military to recruit personnel. According to the Department of Defense, 71% of young Americans are unable to serve in a uniform, largely due to obesity, drug abuse, a poor education, and a crime record. Isn't that sad? 71%.
Wow.
That's amazing. So 7 out of 10 of young people cannot serve in the military for drug abuse, overweight, uneducated, that committed crimes, whatever it may be. That's huge, Melody. It really is.
Yeah, so let's continue with GMO food. Let's continue with the legalization of drugs. Well, let's continue with everything that destroys the youth. And it's okay. we're going to take the criminal element out of the drug business and these big food corporate. It's just, I don't know, Butch.
It is sad. It is beyond sad. That's the future of our country, and it doesn't look well. It doesn't look well at all.
We're not a healthy nation.
No, we're not. No, we're not. And I've been the size I have been now for 20 years, and I'm too big, and I've dieted, and I've just stayed pretty much level. The doctor told me a couple months ago, hey, you're where you are, that's where you are. You've been that way for 20 years. We've had you on diets. We've done this and other thing. You just that's who you are. Get used to it. And I'm overweight. I know I am. I'm a pretty big dude, almost 6 foot tall, you know, and 260 pounds. But that's me. And I was that same size when I went into the Air Force. I weighed 240 pounds. That's what I was there. So I'm not that much different between what I was now and then. But I grew up being that big. A lot of these guys sit around and get flabby because they're sitting watching TV, playing video games or whatever they're doing, eating junk food, and you know, eating at McDonald's, and you wonder why they're putting the weight on. It's sad. It is.
It is. But there isn't. It's not going to change.
No, it's not. No, unfortunately, it isn't. And it would be hard to change, Melody. We're so used to these fast food restaurants. You were so used to convenience. Yeah. Throw a frozen pizza in the oven and shut up.
Yep. Is that what you're having for dinner tonight?
How'd you know that?
Hey, we're out of time. I want to wish everyone a very happy new year. Please be safe, and let's welcome in 2021, I guess, on a positive note, Butch. So until next year, be safe, good night, and God bless. If I got me a wealthy man.